531.
Auckland Council last Friday agreed to adopt the consultation document for its emergency budget 2020-2021 with public feedback open from midday Friday the 29th until 19th of June. The emergency budget responds to the impact of the COVID-19 crisis on Auckland Council's finances, with the council forecasting a loss of $500 million as a result. Over half of the money Auckland City Council collects to pay for services Auckland needs come from sources other than rates, including public transport fares, water charges, and its dividends from the Auckland Airport. Most of these sources are facing significant reductions this year. At the same time, Auckland Council rates revenue could fall next year as they provide additional relief to ratepayers facing significant financial hardship. We're joined now by Auckland Councillor Whanana Efeso-Collins to discuss the emergency budget in more detail and the importance of Pasifika having their say on this very important document. Maroswe Fulo Afionga, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Maroswe for Brian, and greetings to all your listeners this morning. Thanks for having me.
Firstly, Whanana, $500 million of revenue loss is huge. How did the council lose so much money?
Yeah, I think it's important to understand that the impact of the coronavirus has meant that borders have been shut. People don't come into the city, so they're not spending money. And you know, things like the impact of that, people not being able to come into Auckland, impacts on us. You know, we run the zoo. People would have been to the zoo before. They go to concerts. We run Mount Smart and a lot of the venues that we have around Auckland. So all of that has a major impact on us, and we're forecasting a loss of revenue, which means we won't be getting money in the door of just over $500 million or $525 million, as you've already mentioned. So this isn't because Auckland Council has been irresponsible. This is just a fact of the virus that things have changed, and that's why we've had to do an emergency budget. And what people might not know is that last year we did all our consultation on this budget. So we've already gone out. The law tells us we're a bit different. This is how local government works. The government in Wellington, they do their budget and they vote it through, and that's how they operate. But for local councils, we have to run a budget, and then we've got to go out. Sorry, we prepare a budget, and then we have to consult the community to make sure that we've had their input, and that's under legislation. So last year, we did all of that. We were happy with where we were at. People gave a lot of feedback to us. But then this happened, and we're now projecting this $525 million loss of income. And so it's important we go back to the community and invite the community for their responses, because we're going to have to find that money somehow, which is why we've reopened our ability for people to consult, to tell us what they're thinking, where they believe we might be able to find some savings. And unfortunately, there's going to be cuts to our services, possibly cuts to jobs, and a whole range of things that we're looking at. Some people want us to borrow lots of money, and some people want us to borrow just a little bit of money. And so we've got to ask the community, what's the best way for us to find that money so that Auckland Council and our services don't fall over, and we're still able to operate in a way where the community knows we're doing the best we can with the money that we receive. So I guess that's the short of the long story is we're in some turbulent times. It's an emergency budget, and we understand that times are tough for our families. We know that many of our families, especially here in Manukau, many people have lost their jobs. People have had to adjust. Everyone's seen on the news, and it's been covered in a lot of media, how people we've been seeing thousands of people need food packages and food parcels. So there's real challenges in the community, and it's important that Auckland Council reaches out to the community, as we understand that those are big issues facing our communities at the moment. How do we work together to ensure that our budget is such that it's a prudent budget, we're doing the best that we can with every dollar we receive, and that we're going to ensure that the services that we provide Aucklanders are adequate for their needs?
Whanana, as well-meaning as council can be, sometimes the comms and messaging doesn't resonate with our people. What's really at stake here, and what are the key issues our people need to be aware of?
Yeah, a lot is at stake, and you'll find that most of our Pacific people, minority communities is often how they're described in the literature, don't feedback, and some of these, and they've got good reason not to. So much of this work is done in English. It's talking a whole lot of money terms and accounting terms that a lot of our people don't understand. It's not everyday language. And so councils have to take stock of what they're doing. Look, you've been in touch with Eddie Tuyabiti, who's leading some of our community work. And when you've got people like Eddie who are fronting it, who are trying to provide as much information as possible to people, then we're going to see the community feedback. And so we've got, they've got plain English type of approaches. We've got languages available, Korean, Samoan, Tongan, Reo. So it's important that we're reaching out to the community. Auckland has over 200 ethnicities, and it's important that Auckland doesn't forget that we don't just do things in English. And that's been a challenge councils have faced for many years. But it's more pronounced now because Auckland is such a super diverse city. So, yeah, a lot of the messages don't resonate. I think what's key to understand is if people feel strongly about something, then that should be their doorway in. That should be the segue for them to come in. So if people think, look, I go to the pools, I use some of the services, I go to the library, I really enjoy the library, I go to the local community centre, like if you're up south, Te Puke Otara, you can, you know, often our people hire those community centres. Those are the services and some of the provisions that Auckland Council provide. And what's important for our people to know is these are the services that we have to look at. Can we still provide these at a full-time level, or do we have to cut some of those services because we're going to be bringing in less money? And that's why it's important for our people to really get involved. And they can get involved. You can go online, akhaveyoursay.nz. You can call us 301-0101 and someone will speak to you. And if you want someone to ask you questions in the languages, we can do that as well. So that's why I think it's important people know that they can in fact give their feedback to us in an array of forms. There's multi platforms for them to do this. We've got Zoom sessions or Skype. Everyone's used to Zoom, Skype, webinars and the rest of it at the moment. And people can sign up to those as well, because you might not want to write your feedback. You could put it into the computer and answer a survey, which doesn't take more than 10 minutes. Or you could join a webinar, a Zoom, and say, look, this is what I'm thinking. I want you to borrow more. I want you to borrow less. I want to make sure that you don't lose any jobs. I want people's jobs to be safe. I want to understand where your money comes from. In your introduction, you said that more than half of our revenue comes from sources other than rates. So people need to understand that when they pay their rates, what they're paying for is about 45% of council's income. The other 55% comes from things like money we get from when you pay to get onto the bus or the train. It comes from the money we get because we've got shares. We own about 18-19% shares in Auckland Airport. And that's earlier I said, if people aren't coming into Auckland Airport, it means we're not going to get a dividend. And that dividend from Auckland Airport is worth roughly $60 million to council every year. So all of that money has gone to us now. It's not available to us, that income. So we've got to look for alternative streams to make sure that we can still function. But I really want to encourage our people to get involved. I want to encourage, now, if you've got to ask someone younger in the family, can you fill out the form for me? I really want to say these things. Some people are scared about the level of rates that they're paying. And in the main, people pay anywhere between 18, say 2,300 is the general kind of rates charge that people be paying out our way. And we're asking people, would you be prepared to pay a 3.5% increase or a 2.5% increase? A 2.5% increase is around $1.35 per week. And 3.5% increase is about $1.83 per week. So that's what we're asking people. Last year, when we consulted, we already agreed that we were all going to pay $1.83 extra per week. But now we're asking again that maybe that $1.83 per week is a bit too much. This is the average rate. So how about a little bit less at $1.35? And so we're just getting a feel for, people's appetite for what they're prepared to do. So I know this might sound a lot for people, but man, this is something you can really have a say on. It's important that people feel like they can contribute.
Whanana, how many submissions is council expecting, and why is it important for our Pasifika community to make a submission during the feedback period?
Yeah, it's important because we're a part of Auckland. This is the biggest Pacific city in the world, and it's important that people feel like, yeah, I've had my say. I've had the ability to share my thoughts with people, to have my ideas shared so that people like Efeso and other councillors can consider what we have to do. So we've got up until the 19th of June to get all our submissions in. And as I said, you can do it by phone, online, through a Zoom webinar with others. But people have to know that this is their council. You know, when you vote for people, when you vote for your local board members, when you vote for your councillors and for the mayor, you're asking them to represent you. And here's another opportunity for you to say, well, you know, if you need some guidance, people will know Alfie Boehner, Josephine Bartley. You can say to them, if you want a bit more guidance, here's my guidance. I want you to do some of these things. You've got your emergency budget out. We know that council's going to take a hit of around $500 million. Here's some guidance from my family, from me to you, so that you can make decisions that are about us, that are important to us. And that's why we're reaching out to the community, inviting them to participate. We know that a lot of our families don't participate. Sometimes English is a barrier. Sometimes our families are just so busy and, you know, we're working, we've got to get the kids to school. There's so much happening. And we acknowledge that. I understand that too. I really encourage my mum to make a submission. And, you know, I'm supposed to know all this stuff, but it's, you know, mum knows a little bit more because she has access to me, so I can talk mum through these issues and then she can make a submission. But I want to ensure that people feel like they can, and you can participate. If you're feeling a little bit nervous, don't you worry. You're talking to people like me. You know, I'm not the most educated person in the world. So you think, oh, yeah, if this is not that bright, so I'll just talk to him because, you know, he sounds like he's someone we can talk to. But whoever it is that you talk to, make sure that you get a submission, because our people usually don't give anything. And I acknowledge we're busy, but the surveys isn't going to take you more than 10 minutes. You can get someone at home to help you out. You can ring us on 301-0101, and someone will be able to talk to you. And if you want them to talk to you in Tongan or in Samoan, then we can make sure that we find someone to speak to you about what your feedback is in the languages. And then, of course, you can go online, AucklandAKHaveYourSay.nz, and then you can fill out the survey there. And if you want to be part of the Zoom, that'll be cool too. There'll be up to 100 other people on the Zoom as well, and you'll get to hear what other people are thinking. You might say, yeah, I agree with that person. Or you might say, no, actually, I disagree. And sometimes the Zoom is good because when you're a bunch of Aucklanders coming together, you know, you might live in West Auckland. You'll have people coming on from North Shore or from South Auckland or from Rodney, which is, you know, kind of, you know, far away geographically, and it's good that you'll get to hear what other people's concerns are. So I think the Zoom's a really good idea for people to feel like they're in a wider discussion, not just something that's just, you know, hones in on their needs.
And whanau, with regards to the webinars available, the details will be available through the akhaveyoursay.nz/emergency budget website?
Yeah, yeah. So people just need to go on to the online and they can sign up to the webinars. I think our webinars start this Friday. There's Zoominars, I think they're being called, but they're all similar. And people can go online and sign up or just ring us. Ring us on the number I've given, 301-0101, and someone will be able to take your details and make sure that they get in touch with you for upcoming webinars. And these are going to be great. You'll have the opportunity in the webinars. There'll be counsellors on the calls as well. And so you'll be able to ask them directly anything that you need clarification. But important for people to know, the reason why people like me and others, the counsellors, are joining the webinars is because we want to listen. You know, we're not getting on to do all the talking. Our job is to listen. And so when we say have your say, it's your chance to talk. It's not the councillors or the politicians' chance to talk. We hear enough of them as it is. This is an opportunity for the community to say, look, here are my concerns. These are the things I'm really concerned about. I can't, you know, if people are thinking, man, I can't afford my rates for this particular period. We have a rates deferral scheme that's going to happen, which means people can put off rates. It's like just saying, look, I'll come to it and I'll pay it from June next year, or I'm going to do other things. But we're going to walk alongside people. This is an opportunity for us to say, let's do this together. We understand there's hardship in the community. We understand that people aren't going to have as much money or resource available to them. So what are the options we have just to make the burden a little bit lighter? You know, some of us have taken pay cuts. You'll know that there are senior members of staff at Auckland Council, myself, as well as a councillor. The Prime Minister said that she's taking a pay cut. So a lot of us are taking pay cuts because that's a small contribution we can make to helping out. So we understand it's just as tough for our families in the community. We've got to do this together. And so, I mean, we've been encouraged over the last little while. Every time you watch TV and they have those updates, everyone's been saying, let's be kind, let's walk with one another. And I think this is a budget that says, yep, we're in emergency times. We're going to make take a hit from all of this revenue not coming in. But how do we do this together? And I want to invite our people to say, this is how we do it together. Here's the views that I have. Here's where my family's position is. This is what's important to us. And I want you people, as you make your decisions, to listen to what our families have to say.
Auckland City Councillor Whaanana Efeso Collins, we greatly appreciate your time this morning, Councillor. Thank you so much. And of course, all the details through the website, aka haveyoursay.nz/emergency budget. And we'll make sure to include the link on our 531PI Facebook page with this handsome picture of a brown sugar man looking back at me at the moment. Thank you so much for your time. As always, Councillor, really appreciate it. To you and the family, stay safe. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It is 12 minutes to 8, 5:31 PI, Pacific People Together.